谢谢锦香姐妹的分享，还有对我们大家的鼓励。
Thank you, sharing of, 谢谢锦香 and the encouragement.
一切荣耀归给神。
May all glory be to God.
我希望弟兄姐妹和朋友们当中都像他一样，在自己的生命当中常常有很多的事情来感恩。
I hope that brothers and sisters, we be like her, so that in our daily life there are many things we can give thanks.
谢谢，又多了一件感恩的事项。
Thank you. There are a lot of things we can give thanks.
今天很高兴在这个感恩节的时候跟大家一起来分享我们一直在看的一段经文。
Today, this Thanksgiving season, I'm glad that we can share with this passage we have been reading.
今天是联合的崇拜但是我们讲的一系列的讲道当中呢，这一段的经文独立性比较强，不一定要跟之前呢一直跟着，所以我决定呢，我们还是继续以前讲到的系列。
This is a series, but then this particular message is relatively independent, so that we can just use this message today.
今天我们要读的经文是在希伯来书的第五章一到十节。
The passage is Hebrews chapter 5, 1 to 10.
我们先读中文再读英文。
We'll read the Chinese version and then the English.
好，我们一起来读中文凡从人间挑选的大祭司，是奉派参与办理属神的事，为要献上礼物和赎罪祭。他能体谅那愚蒙的和失迷的人，因为他自己也是被软弱所困，故此他理当为百姓和自己献祭赎罪。这大祭司的尊荣没有人自取，唯要蒙神所召的，像亚伦一样。如此基督也不是自取荣耀做大祭司，乃是在乎向他说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你的那一位。就如经上又有一处说，你是照着麦基洗德的等次永远为祭司。基督在肉体的时候既大声哀哭流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源，并蒙神照着麦基洗德的等次称他为大祭司。
Every high priest is selected from among the people and appointed to represent the people in matters related to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sin. He is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and are going away, since he himself is subject to weakness. This is why he has to offer sacrifices for his own sins as well as for the sins of the people. And no one takes this honor on himself, but he received it when called by God, just as Aaron was.In the same way, Christ did not take on himself the glory of becoming high priest. But God said to him, You are my son, today I have become your father. And he says in another place, You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. And he was heard because of his fervent submission. Son, though he was, he learned.He learned obedience from what he suffered, and once he made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obeyed him, and was designated by God to be high priest in the order of Melchizedek.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们再一次谢谢你，你的儿子耶稣基督，身为儿子，却因着所受的苦难，学习了顺从的功课。
Our dear Father, we give you thanks because the Lord Jesus, even though being a son, he learned the lesson of submission.
更何况我们这些被你所收养的儿子女儿呢
？And we are adopted sons.
求主帮助我们学习在苦难当中学习顺从的功课。
Please help us that in times of sufferings we learn the lesson of submission.
因为若要在主耶稣基督里面得住喜乐，唯有信靠顺服。
Because in order to be happy in Jesus, only trust and obey.
求主帮助我们认识。理解明白你的话，让我们好顺从你，就走在你的真道当中，蒙了永远的喜乐。
May God help us so that we understand and know and appreciate your word so that we can walk in the true path.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
This is in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们在这里看到特别是今年是宗教改革的500周年所以我们一直在看几个唯独哈，今天我们会继续看到唯独基督，我们看到唯独透过基督我们可以跟天父修复好这样和好的关系，我们可以在他里面有喜乐。
And this is the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, so we have talked about the five onlys a lot, and today we will look at only Christ only.
上一次我们看到唯独这个道，这个道呢有写出来的道和活出来的道，写出来的道就是圣经，活出来的道就是耶稣基督。
We can see the word that's a written word, which is the Bible, and also the living word, which is Jesus the Christ.
同时我们也看到耶稣基督有他的中保的一个特点，因为耶稣基督就是道路、真理和生命。
And we can also see that the Lord Jesus is the mediator because he's the way, the truth, and the life.
正因为我们走在正确的道路当中，我们有一个真理作为基准，所以我们所行的事情就很自然可以做出来。
Because there's a standard, there's a criteria, then we can go through this particular standard, and then things can be natural.
就好像我曾经跟大家分享的一样，所有的数学、物理、所有的科学都建立在一些基本的假设，那些基本的假设的真理当中。
And just like we have talked about that in mathematics, in physics, and then all the theories is built of some presuppositions.
就好像很简单的真理，如果 A 跟 B 是相等，如果 A 跟 C 也相等，那么 B 跟 C 就自然的相等。
That's very basic thing. If A equals to B and B equals to C, then A equals to C.
这是一个真理，这是一个假设的一个假设，但是大家人人都可以知道，可是没有人可以证明的事情。
This is a truth, this is a tautology, but yet it cannot be proved.
就是在这个真理的基础上面，你就把一切的科学的大厦就建立起来，所以你就生活就有力量，你做的根据这个真理所建出来的桥梁就不会倒，你做出来的房子、做出来的电脑就可以工作。
And on this truth, on this prerequisite, then the truth can be built up, and all the science can be built up, then houses built on this, these principles can stand, and computers built on this can work.
同样在我们的属灵的世界当中，我们知道神创造宇宙万物，神拯救，神供应，这个就是一个很基本的真理，你没办法去证明它，但是你一看就很显然就是这样。
In the spiritual realm, it's the same way God has created all of the universe. It's nothing that we cannot prove that, but then we know that this is truth.
你建立在这个真理之上所活出来的生活，它就自然是有果效的生活。
The life built on this truth, built on this true foundation, is an effective and fruitful life.
从这个角度上讲，耶稣基督，我们唯独基督，因为他才是真理。
And because of this, this is only Christ or Christ alone, because he is the only truth.
他不光是真理他本身，而且他还是一个中保，把我们带回到天父的面前。
He's not only the truth, he's also the mediator, bring us back to the Lord, the Father.
同时他也是充满着生命的，他可以赐予我们生命。这个道路，这个真理呢，是有位格的，它不只是一个死板板的，不像我们说ABC 他们彼此相等的一个理论而已，而且呢，它是有位格，它会讲话的，有生命的。
And he's the way, he's the truth, and he's the truth. But then he is not just some like A or B, which is impersonal. He is a person. He has a personhood. So that with this, our life can be powerful.
所以在这一节经文当中，对他自己就一个很精简、也很言简意赅的一个陈述。在约翰福音的十四章第六节，耶稣他自己就说：“我是道路、真理、生命。”若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Because of this, the basic truth is so concise in John 14 talks about I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father but by me.
所以从这之前的经文，我们可以看到耶稣基督的他的独特性。他是道路，他是真理，他是生命，他是神和人之间的中保。
We can see that this is Jesus uniqueness. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the only mediator between God and man.
今天我们继续往下看，看到这一段的经文当中，耶稣基督他的独特性究竟在哪里还继续的呈现出来。
Today we can see that the uniqueness of the Lord Jesus Christ continues to magnify himself.
我们刚才所看到，刚才所读的一节经文呢，他最开始把我们的一些人间当中的大祭司提出来，大祭司是蒙神所召的。
Let's talk about this passage. Talk about the high priest. Bring us high priest. This is someone who is called by God.
所以他接着在谈耶稣基督跟大祭司有一定的相似之处，但是也有他的超越之处。
There are some similarities between Jesus and the high priest, but there are also some differences.
就像大祭司蒙神所召一样，耶稣也是蒙神所召的。
High priest is called by God, Jesus was also called by God.
但是一般的大祭司他自己是有罪的，耶稣是没有罪的。
But most high priests they are sinners themselves, but Jesus is without sin.
大祭司为别人献罪的时候，也要为自己献那个赎罪祭，但是耶稣却不是，耶稣所献的罪都是为我们的。
When the high priest gave offerings or sacrifices, has to sacrifice for his give offering for his own sin. But Jesus is different. Jesus does not have any sin, so whatever he offers is for our sins.
所以他的超越之处究竟在哪里呢？神是怎么呼召他？他又是怎么样回应这个呼召的呢？他在面对神对他呼召的时候，他有一个更美的一个回应，所以我们今天称之为更美的蒙召。
So we have a better response to the call because the Lord Jesus is superior to all the high priests.
在这段经文之前做了一个前言之后呢，他就马上进入了从第四节一直到第十节这一小段，我们现在把它分析一下。
And then after this introduction, from verse to ten, that's content, and we're going to go into this.
从第四节到十节当中，我们可以看到很清楚的一个过程：神是怎么样呼召耶稣，以什么样的方式呼召他？耶稣是怎么样的蒙召？耶稣是怎么样去回应？耶稣又是怎样挑战我们去回应的
？Verse four to ten talk about how Jesus was called and how he responded to the call, and how we should also respond to the call.
我们把这个不同的内容呢，你看有不同的内容，我们就把它分成 A、B、C， 然后 C、B、A。这样的一个互相对应的一个内容。
There are different contents we're going to put into different categories, A, B, C, and then C, B, A, and goes back to that.
如果你从屏幕上可以看到的话，我们把它就是把它分类了之后呢，你可以看到这是一个这个圣经里面常常使用的一个文学手法。
On the screen, you can see that this particular arrangement, this particular format is that's used in the scripture very often.
英文叫 closure, 中文呢叫做框架结构。
And this is what we call a closure or bracket.
它就是前后有一个框架，但是中间呢有一些很重要的内容，就是按照它的这个框架把它描述出来。
It's like a frame, and there's all frame between it. So in the beginning and the end, they reflect and they correspond to one another.
所以我们看到这个框架里面把它分成几类。第一，神在呼召。
So in within the frame, you can see that God, number one, God is calling.
第四节里面讲到说，这个大祭司的尊荣没有人自取，唯要蒙神所召，像亚伦一样。
In verse 4 it says that, and no one takes this honor on himself, but he receives it when called by God, just as Aaron was.
他说，如此，基督也不是自取荣耀做大祭司，乃是在乎那位神。
And also in the same way, Christ did not take on himself the glory of becoming high priest, but God said to him.
也就是我们第一点，我们看到这是神呼召的。是神呼召他出来做大祭司，是神呼召利未，是神呼召亚伦，是神呼召这些人出来做祭司的。
So you can say that this is a call. God called Levi to be the priest. God called Aaron to be the priest. God called Jesus to be the high priest.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天神呼召你做什么
？Dear brothers and sisters, what is God calling you?
啊，你不要说神没有呼召我什么。
Maybe you say God has not called me for anything.
我告诉你，神肯定呼召你做。
But I can tell you that God definitely has called you already.
就比如说写在我们单张上或者我们 email 里面常常说的一句话，在感恩节期间我们常常讲的一句话是什么呢？帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十六到十八节说，你们要常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩。接下来说，这是神在主耶稣基督里面为你们所定的旨意。这就是呼召。
Just very often you have heard of in First Thessalonians 5:15, just rejoice always in everything, give thanks, because this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus.
这样的呼召在圣经里面比比皆是。
This call is just everywhere.
我们被呼召出来感恩，我们被呼召出来侍奉，我们被呼召出来原谅别人，我们被呼召出来去爱别人。
We are called to give thanks. We are called to forgive others. We are called to serve others.
这是我们每一个人的呼召。按照新教这个改革的宗教改革的这个理念来讲的话，每一个人都被呼召成为三种职分。
We are called according to Reformation. Each one of us is called.
一个就是我们被呼召出来做祭司，一个是被呼召出来做君王，一个是被呼召出来做先知。
We are called to be prophet or called to be priest and called to be king.
大家不要一下子那么兴奋了哈，我们神呼召我们做君王，不是让我们去统治美国或者统治中国。
Don't get so excited. You are called to be king. So I'm going to be the president of the United States, right? No.
但是神呼召我们出来做君王的意思是说，他把这个这万物这些物质，我们的文件，这些资源，各样的东西交给我们去管理，我们就好像一个政府，一个国王在管理神所交给我们的资源一样。
God calls to be king, just like we are ruler, we are going to manage and administer the resources of this earth, so we like a ruler.
他呼召我们做祭司的意思就是说，我们处在神和人之间，我们代替人，我们去别人像为别人代求的时候，我们可以把这个人带到神的面前来，求神来赦免他，来祝福他。同时在人的面前，我们也代表神，说神审判你，或者神呼召你，或者是神爱你，或者神祝福你。
God calls to be a priest because we are also representing men in sight of God, so that we can bring someone person to God, so that we can get to know God. And also we represent God, so that we can tell people that this is how God calls you, how God maybe judge you, how God can save you.
神呼召我们做先知，是我们宣判耶稣基督的再来，是我们宣告耶稣基督的再来，并且宣告神的审判和神对这个人的一个计划。
God calls to be prophets so that we can proclaim the plan of God. We can proclaim the salvation of God. We can proclaim what God, the God's will for man.
所谓的先知，不是中文所说的先知、先觉的先知。先知的原来的意思就是神的代言人。当你在代替神讲话的时候，你正在履行那个先知的职分。
Prophet does not always mean foretelling; it's also foretelling, just for and proclaim what God has to say to others.
所以神呼召了亚伦，神呼召了耶稣，神也呼召了你和我。
So God called Aaron, God called Jesus, God also called you and I.
这是我们今天所看到的第一点。第二点，神呼召耶稣，他不光是普通的呼召，他是呼召耶稣做儿子。他说：“我今日生你，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。”
That was point number one. Point number two, God called Jesus and called him to be his son. I call you, you are my son. Today I have become your father.
耶稣是神所生的儿子。
Jesus is the son of the father.
他在亘古以前就与神同在了。
From eternity past, he has been with God the Father.
耶稣说：“我从父而来，我要回到父那里去。”
Jesus said, "I came from the Father. I'm going to return to the Father."
我们是什么呢？我们是被领养的儿子和女儿。
Who are we? We are adopted sons.
第三点，神不光是呼召了耶稣，不光是呼召他做儿子，而且是说你虽然为儿子，还因着所受的苦难。学了顺从的功课。
Point number three is that even though Jesus is a son, through suffering, he learned his lessons.
哇，这个苦难到处都是。
Suffering is everywhere.
耶稣自己经历了各样的苦难，并且在苦难当中学习了顺从的功课。
Jesus experienced suffering, and Jesus through suffering learned the lesson of obedience.
他做所有的这一切事情有一个目的。
He did all kinds of things for us.
这个目的也是他来到世间道成肉身的一个使命，就是成全了救恩，就在我们最中间所看到的这节经文。
And this is his purpose, this is his calling. He came to earth so that he can accomplish salvation, salvation so that we can be reconciled to God.
我们之前有 A、B、C 这样的三个栏目，后面有 C、B、A 这三个，但是夹杂在最中间的就是一个最重要的一个信息：耶稣基督所成全的一件事情。
We have the points A、B、C, and then we have C、D、E、B、A, and in the middle, the D is the very important.
那这件事情是什么呢
？And what is that entail?
这件事情他说耶稣既得完全就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源得救他所带来的给我们得救的根源他所给我们带来的救恩是这整段经文当中最突出的这一点
And the most important thing is something that stands out is that once he made perfect he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obeyed him
就好像改教家们所得出来的这个结论唯独基督唯独透过基督我们才可以得到神的救恩
Just like the reformers, they said that it's Christ only and through Christ alone.
所以我们看到今天一个很重要的信息，面对神这样最重要的一个信息，他把这个救恩摆在面前，他告诉我们这个救恩是如何产生，是如何发展，是如何成全的。我们面对这个救恩的时候，我们究竟要怎么回应？
So today we are given this, we are told how the salvation came about, how appointing to this call. Then what do we do with this salvation that's been given us?
神呼召耶稣，神呼召耶稣成为儿子，神呼召耶稣成为儿子，因着所受的苦难，学了顺从的功课，成全了救恩。面对这样的呼召，耶稣选择了顺服。
God called Jesus to be sent. God called Jesus to suffering. God called Jesus, and Jesus through the suffering learned the lessons of obedience.
我们今天面对类似的，我不能说同样的呼召，但是我们有非常类似的呼召。我们今天的回应是什么
？We are given maybe not identical calling, but we're given similar callings. What shall we do?
耶稣所蒙召的这样一个回应是更美的。
Jesus will give a better response to the call.
今天我们有这样的一个机会蒙召，我们的回应如何呢
？We have this opportunity that we are given the call. What shall we do?
在希伯来书的前面几章，我们看到耶稣是更美的。耶稣在很多方面都是更美的。
And in the first couple of chapters in Hebrews, we are told that Jesus gave a better something in a different aspect. He was better.
耶稣是更美的先知，他给我们带来更美的启示。
He's a better prophet. He gave us better revelation.
希伯来书作者说，神既在 古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
Also people said that throughout ages, then that for
创造诸世界的这样一位耶稣。
And Jesus is also the one that through him that all creation has been created, through the universe was created through him.
所以他是更美的先知，他是更美的启示，他也给我们带来更美的荣耀。他的名字也比天使的名字更尊贵。
He's a better prophet. He's better, and he's also a better name. And because all this, he's given an even better glory.
所以他所带来的，他所蒙受到的呼召，面对这个呼召，他有一个更美的回应。
So given this call, he has a better response.
正是这个更美的回应，今天在激励着我们，让我们来效法主耶稣，就像诗歌里面所唱的一样，我深愿向你。向你温柔，向你怜悯，向我们愿意来学习主耶稣基督的样式。
So that because of this, then we need to be like Jesus. Such a song we sing, "Oh, to be like you, to gentle and kind, to be like you."
所以在这样的激励，在这样的挑战，在这样的呼召面前，我们做了一个比较，就是说，神在呼召耶稣的蒙召的情况怎么样？我们今天应该什么样的态度去蒙召？我们做了一个比较，在这个表上列出来。
When this people complain, he said that how Jesus was called, and then how he responded. So we can see what we can do.
我们看神呼召耶稣为儿子，在诗篇里面第二篇的第七节以及第一百一十篇，特别是第一百一十篇里面讲到是新约所引用的圣经旧约的经文当中引用次数最多的一次。
And we can say that according to the table, you can that God the Father called Jesus to be His Son, and then it was quoted in Psalm 27, also
110.
It has been used quoted in New Testament the most.
那里面就讲到说，我今日生你，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。神在呼召耶稣基督贵为儿子，他。道成了肉身到这个世界上来，为我们你和我的罪而死。
And God the Father called him, "You are my son today. I become your father." And then God the Father called Jesus to be propitiation of our sins, so they come to earth and can attain salvation for us.
哎，你知道吗？你和我今天同样蒙受着这样的呼召。
You and I also given the same call today.
约翰福音的第一章第十一到第十二节这么说：耶稣来到他所造的那个世界，世人却不接待他。但接下来他说，凡接待他的人，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
And you see that in John 1:12, you see that Jesus, the light came to the world received him not, but those who received him, give them authority to become children of God.
第罗马书第八章十四节和十五节里面讲到，就是说我们有儿子的灵与我们同在。他说，我赐给你们的灵不是胆怯，不是束缚的灵，乃是儿子的灵。你们好呼叫阿爸。
And also Romans chapter 8 verse 14-15 said that people that give each son the spirit of timidity, not the spirit of weakness, but the spirit of the son, so that you can call Abba Father.
所以在那个节经文当中，刚才 Richard 说的是 spirit of son, 然后有不同的版本把它翻译成 spirit of adoption, spirit of sonship.
Yeah, that, the different terms you can use, some of you spirit of the son, some spirit of sonship or adoption.
所以也就是说，我们所承受的灵不是束缚的灵，以至于害怕，乃是收养或者领养，或者是儿子的灵，让我们可以被收养到神的家庭当中，我们也成为呼召，成为神的儿子儿女儿。
So the spirit we are given the spirit of adoption, so that we can be called children, so that we can be children of God.
耶稣被呼召承受各样的苦难。
Jesus was called to suffering.
你我也一样。
And the same applies to you and I.
耶稣被呼召在所经历的苦难当中去顺服，你我也一样。
Jesus was called to be obedient during his suffering, and the same applies to you and I.
正是在这些的顺从的过程当中，耶稣成全了为那些顺从之人得救的根源。
In the process of obedience and submission, the Lord Jesus accomplished the way of salvation.
当然，说到根源呢，他讲的是一个比喻。
And he used this illustration.
如果把这个救恩看成一条河流，或者把这个救恩看成一棵树的话，那你的根源就有不同的解释。
If you say the salvation is a tree or if it's a river, then there are different interpretations.
如果你想象一棵树，如果耶稣是根源的话，那我们就是结出了果子，我们就是领受救恩的这样的一个果子。
If you use the tree as an illustration, if Jesus is the root, then we are the fruit.
在我们的生命当中，也活出那个耶稣所想要我们活出的属灵的果子，像仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善这些。
Then we, then if actually then, then we also bear fruit, blessed fruit, joy, love, joy, peace, long suffering, and all this.
如果你把救恩看成一条河流的话，耶稣是根源，那我们就是流水。
And if we say that it's like a river, and Jesus is the source, then we are like tributaries of the rivers.
总之，耶稣透过在苦难当中所存的顺服，他就成就了这样的一个救恩。我们今天可以领受这样的救恩，并且传递这样的救恩。
So through Jesus' obedience and during his sufferings, the salvation has been accomplished, so that we can receive the salvation and can benefit from the salvation.
耶稣也被呼召成为祭司，我们也被呼召成为祭司。
Jesus was called to be priest, and we are also called to be priest.
耶稣成为祭司，处在神和人当中，成为我们唯一的中保。所以我们说，唯独基督，我们才可以得到神的救恩。
Jesus is the only mediator between God and man, so that's why we say Christ alone or by Christ alone.
他甚至把自己当作祭物献上。
He even offered up himself as a sacrifice and offered up.
罗马书的作者保罗也提醒我们，我们也应该把自己的身体献上，当作活祭，因为这是理所当然的事，因为如此圣奉乃是应该的。
And also the author of Romans, Paul also says that, and so you should offer up your body as a living sacrifice, because it's your reasonable worship.
可是在这样的一个状况当中呢，我们面临的挑战，我们究竟是顺从耶稣还是顺从我们自己？
And during these challenges, if we are given the choice, do we submit to Jesus or submit to ourselves?
神的呼召是非常明显的，让我们去顺从基督，在苦难当中学习各样顺从的功课。
The call of course is very obvious. We are supposed to obey Christ, and then during sufferings we need to be in, just like the Lord Jesus.
可是在我们的属灵的生命当中，我们的肉体也是很会拖我们的后腿的。
But in our spiritual life, our physical body sometimes will mess things up for us.
它就常常让我们顺服自己的肉体，让我们忘记耶稣基督的教导。
A lot of times we submit to our physical bodies instead of submitting to the Lord Jesus.
顺从肉体是很简单的，几乎不需要做任何的努力，就可以很容易顺从自己的肉体。
It is easy to submit to the flesh because you don't have to work very hard. It's a path of least resistance.
当我想吃的时候就去吃了，想喝就喝了，想玩游戏就玩游戏，想睡懒觉就睡懒觉，不需要做出太大的努力，就很自然你就这么做了。
If I feel like eating, I go eating. If I feel like sleeping, if I feel like playing, I go play. This is something easy to do. I don't have to put in much effort.
但是你知道这个一切自然的过程。都是很危险的过程。
But sometimes the natural process can be dangerous process.
你还记得上次我跟大家讲的一切的自然过程都是顺着沿着无序性增大的方向前进的吗？
You remember last time we talked about that according to thermodynamics, entropy always increases.
两个星期的那个面包，我现在又做了，继续做了两个礼拜的实验。
And have two more weeks of experiment on this bread that was presented 2 weeks ago.
其实我的实验很简单，我并没有做任何事情，我只是观察。
And in fact, it was a simple experiment. I did not do anything. I just observed.
两个礼拜之前，如果你没有看到这个面包了，我稍微提醒你一下。这个面包就是放了很久之后，它就变硬了。
I want to remind you that 2 weeks ago, this bread it's been sitting around for a long time.
两个礼拜之前，我给大家看的时候，我无非是想说，在这个世界当中有一个定律，就是按照自然的方向发展的话，它一定是东西是从好的变坏，从坏的变更坏，从有序变无序的。
And I mentioned 2 weeks ago that there's a law in nature that if you leave something alone, then it will go from good to bad and from bad to worse, from worse to chaos.
所以我现在再做两个礼拜，我又观察它两个礼拜，我看它有没有变好。
Then I give it 2 more weeks for observation to see whether it gets any better or not.
我看看它还能吃吗？
Can I eat it?
很硬的。
It's too hard.
如果你有兴趣，你可以试一下，这个说不定比石头还硬。
You can try this bread maybe harder than rock.
你新买的面包，你去敲敲看，不会有这个声音出来的。
And I can knock it down, and then you can hear the noise. But if it's a fresh bread, it won't make that noise.
大家看到了吗？就像这个面包一样。
Just like the bread.
就像这个房子一样。
Just like the building.
我们的房子是哪一年建成的？
And what year was this building?
2014年，对不对
？2014, right?
你现在看到我们的门有时候都关不拢。
Just,
还是你有一些东西都出来了。
Sometimes there be some little things that are being worn out and maybe the door has difficulty closing.
你家里的车是什么时候买的
？What time do you when do you get your car？
很快就坏掉了。
And then after a while, your car have problems. Need to be
我告诉你，不要以为物理很高深，物理就是这样，在你生活当中每一个层面就是这样。
Think,
所有的东西只有好变坏，由坏变更坏，这个就是物理。
Don't think that physics is also advanced. Physics is just things from good will go to bad and bad will go to worse.
我们的世界就像这样，如果没有外界智慧。 有外界力量的介入，我们的世界就是走向灭亡，越来越坏。
The world is just like that. Without external influence, without external interference, the world will go to a path of destruction.
我们房子、我们车会变坏，我们的人会变老，我们的人会变病，会变弱，会变死，人人都会有一死。
The house is going to later on get bad and fall apart. Your car may stop working, and the person is like that. We'll get older, we'll get sick, and we eventually we die.
希伯来书九章二十七节，他说：“按照定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。”
Hebrews 9:27 says that for it's appointed for men to die, and after that judgment.
热力学的第二定律，你在这里延伸一下，不就得出同样的结论了吗？
And this is the same according to second law of thermodynamics.
圣经早就告诉我们，天地都要灭没，但是只有神却长存。这是神力量进入的时候，神这个长存的神，他的力量如果要介入这个过程当中，我们就不再是处在自然的状态当中。
The Bible has told us from the very early on, the world is going to perish. But then God can, it's like external forces come in, and then things can be different.
所以如果我们按照自然的进展，如果我们总是顺从自己肉体的话，我们就很自然像这个面包就会变坏了，很自然像这个房子就会变老，就变坏了。
If we are submit to our natural instincts and our desires, then just like the house is going to fall apart and the bread is going to get stale and old.
我们一定要有一个外在的力量，这个神的力量不在我们人间的，不在人间可以找到的，不在这个创造界的，因为它是创造主。
It's required to have external force and something that's outside of this, and so we need the Creator because He created all things.
只有他的生命进入我们的生命，进入我们这个世界的时候，才可以把我们原本那个所谓自然变坏的那个状态扭转过来。
If His life enters into our lives, then He can turn around the natural laws of decay.
有了他的生命，我们的生命才可以从坏变好，从不安变得安息，从仇恨变得有爱。
With his introduction, with his life, then we can from discomfort becomes comfort, we can from bad to becoming good, and we can from enmity to become reconciliation.
从嫉妒变得满足，从愤怒变得平静。
Then we can have from anger into peace, and then we can get from bad to good.
这些从坏变好的过程，你不要以为它会自然产生的。
The process of going from bad to good is not something that will happen naturally.
这是我们要竭力进入神的安息，我们要竭力去舍己，我们要去竭力去顺从耶稣的时候，才有可能产生的。
That's why we need to actively, need to work hard, we need to toil, so that we can enter into His peace, then we can get the good things.
可是这里有两个过程，一个是顺从自己的一个自然的过程，一个走向灭亡的过程；另外一个过程是顺从神，我们要竭力去舍己的一个过程。
But there are two processes. One process, if we just submit to our natural self, then we're going towards destruction. If we submit to God, then we need to work very hard.So that we can have.
所以这里给大家一个图表，这个表里面有四列啊，前面两列讲到我们一个是相信神，让神来介入我们生命当中一个非自然的过程，第二列是我们相信这个世界，相信我们自己，顺从我们肉体的一个过程，是一个自然的走向灭亡的过程。
So on this table we can see two categories. Some of them, if you follow God, then the result will be life. And if you follow yourself, then the result is destruction.
第三列和第四列呢，就表示我们选择之后的一个结果。
And then the third row tells about the result of our choices.
当我们去舍己的时候，我们短期的一个结果就是会损失的。
And if you give up yourself on a short-term basis, you suffer loss.
但是我们长久就会从神那里蒙福的。
But on the long-term basis, you'll be blessed.
如果我们相信这个世界，如果我们顺服我们自己的肉体，如果我们要利己的话，圣经里面讲说：“人若利己啊，众人必夸你。”所以大家都有这个利己的一个理念在自己的心里面，觉得大家都应该那么做的，是个自然的过程。大家是走向灭亡的，但是大家不知道，就是在一个自然的过程当中。如果是利己的话，短期你就会蒙福了，但是长期就是会有损失。
If you only look for the benefit, just to take care of our own benefits, then just like scriptures said, if you only care for yourself, people will praise you. And so, in the short term basis, you seem to be blessed, but in the long term, you're on the path of destruction, so you suffer loss.
一个自然的过程当中，顺从肉体的话，就很自然去仇恨，很自然去怀怨，很自然的去埋怨别人，去嫉妒别人。
So, according to if you submit to a natural process, then it's easy for you to have anger, to feel bad about others, and then there'll be problems.
但是有神的生命介入的一个过程呢，它却让我们产生原谅和爱和恩慈的力量。
But if you allow the God and His power to interact and disrupt the life, then you can have love and joy and peace.
在这个很自然的过程当中呢，大家都对自己非常的温柔，就是宽以待己，严以待人的那样子，很苛求的。但是在神的生命当中呢，我们却能够用怜悯的去对待别人。
If we submit to our natural inclinations, then we will treat ourselves very well, but we'll treat others very harshly. But if we submit to God, then we'll be gracious to others.
所以神今天不光是呼召我们在个人上面，我们要顺服神，我们要舍弃自己的肉体。
So today God not only calls us personally, so that we need to keep our flesh under check.
而且神呼召我们在家庭的层面，在国家的层面，在教会的层面，在其他的层面，他也有他的一个指南，让我们知道哪些是顺从肉体的，哪一些是顺从神的。
God also provides for us a guideline on a community level, on a national level, and in different areas, so that which one is something that you submit to yourself and something to God.
打个比方，治理国家。
About ruling a nation.
治理国家的时候，在撒母耳记上的第八章，那里面产生了一些的对话。这些以色列人呢，跑到当时的先知撒母耳面前去说：“请你为我们立一个国王。”
Just in 1 Samuel, it was that it was some dialogue. The Israelites asked Samuel to set up a king for them.
理由很简单。
It was very simple.
第五节和第二十节说的一模一样，理由就是像列国一样。
Israelites gave the reasons two times in verse 5 and verse 8, just like the other nations.
因为我们旁边，我们埃及有国王啊，摩亚有国王啊，俄有国王啊，迦南有国王啊，旁边那些国家都有国王，怎么我们没有？
Because they said, how come we don't have a king? The Egyptians have king, the Moabites have king, the Canaanites all have kings. Why, how come we don't have king?
所以别人都那么做，为什么我不做？
The others are doing the same thing, why don't we do the same thing?
别人都顺从自己肉体，为什么我不顺从肉体？
They submit to the flesh, why don't we submit to our flesh?
神说不。
God said, no.
因为你是与世界分别出来的，你是分别为圣的，耶和华就是你的王，你们不应该有国王，不应该像列国一样。
Because you are set aside, you are set apart, you are called out by God, so you should not have kings, just like the other nations.
可是你知道这些百姓都是应着景象要顺从自己的百姓。
But those Israelites, they were people of stiff neck, they want to submit to themselves.
你也知道最后的结局是什么
why is it so?
短期他们很高兴，我们像列国一样了，短期他们有福，他们有所谓的祝福了，短期来讲哦，他们觉得嘿，我们现在跟大家一样了。
They have short term benefits. They say that in the short term they have king, they will be like the nations around them.
长期呢，神却借着先知一个一个先知来批评他们，来责备他们，来呼召他们悔改。
But in the long term, God threw one after another prophets after prophets to rebuild them, to call them to repent.
我最近一直在读先知书，先知书里面出现的一句话，甚至都不是一句话，一个短句，常常的出现。
I've been reading the prophets lately, and that's a phrase just pop up very often, repeatedly.
让他们知道我是神，让他们知道我是耶和华，让他们知道我是万军之耶和华，让他们知道我。
Let them know. Let them know that I'm God. Let them know that I'm the Lord of hosts. Let them know that I'm the Lord Jehovah.
什么样的情况人可以知道神呢？
Under what conditions can man know God?
当你翻开先知书的时候，你会非常震撼的发现，在这句话之前90%，绝大部分都是说神实行审判的时候。神实行审判，他就加这句话。哦，当审判来临的时候，你们就知道我是耶和华，你们知道我是主，你们知道我是万军之耶和华。
If you look at the prophets in the Old Testament, and then you can see that before this was that they would know our God, 90% of the time there was judgment, there was condemnation.
当然也有其他的时候，神祝福了，神说我要把你们带出那些敌国了，带出巴比伦了，带出亚述了，带出那些回到你们自己国家。当然这件事情成全的时候，你们也知道我是神。当然圣经里面也有这样的讲，但是大部分说你知道我是神的时候，都是审判来临的时候，你知道我是神。
Of course, that minority. There are times that before God said you don't know God. God let them out of Egypt, let them out from Assyria. But most of the time, the majority of the time, it was after judgment. Then God said, "You know that I am Lord."
这是以色列列祖的结局。他们顺从自己的肉体，不顺从神。他们的结局就是审判。他们终于知道耶和华是独一的真神，以至于到他们所有的先知消失之后，差不多有400年的时间，他们再也不敢去敬拜假神。
This is what happens. The Israelites, they suffer so much, and then they eventually know that Jesus, they eventually know that God is their God. And that was about 400 years of time that they did not dare to seek false God.
就是从先知像这个撒迦利亚先知马拉基这样的主前400年左右的这些先知一直到施洗约翰来临之前这400年左右的真空的时间他们终于明白一个功课不可以再敬拜假神
After the prophet Zechariah, after the prophet Malachi then there was about 400 years of time then it was, God was silent and the Israelites eventually learned to know that the Lord is God
不可以再顺从自己的肉体不可以再去顺从像列邦一样让着自己的肉体跟着列邦去敬拜假神
You cannot submit to their own flesh just like the other nations around them to worship idols
亲爱的弟兄姐妹和朋友们这样的教训同样也临到我们
Dear brothers and sisters, dear friends the same teaching also applies to us
不光是对我们个人不光是对我们家庭也不光是对将来有人要去治理国家或者是治理教会的都是一个很严重的警告
Not just apply to that personally, also apply to different areas, how you relate, how you relate the community, how you rule the church.
当我们顺从自己肉体相信这个世界的时候我们短期好像是蒙福但是长期就是那样这样的一个损失这样的一个审判。
If we trust in ourselves, if we just follow our flesh, on the short term, we seem to have benefit in the long term, and then you will suffer loss.
治理教会也是一样的神也给了我们一个蓝图。
God gave us the same blueprint when we as we administer the church.
但是教会里面的人也看到世界上有很多其他的蓝图。
And in the world, you can see other blueprints in the world.
有一次 ，Dr. Johnny Miller 在我们教会讲道的时候，他从一个很新颖的角度告诉我们这一点。
One time, Dr. John Miller was preaching, and he told us about this. It's interesting.
他看到提多书里面第一章的五到九节里面，他就看到神给我们治理教会的有一个蓝图。但是同时他也列举了四个这个世界上所流行的人云亦云的蓝图
He gave us Titus 1 verses 5 to 9 That's a blueprint that God has given for the church But then there are also other blueprints from the world
他说属神的体系是长老治理教会的这样一个治理方式
The ruling of churches be under the rule of elders
他说属世的这个体系呢有四种每一个都是跟着像列国一样而来的
But there are four other systems, the worldly systems, they are like the nations.
第一个他举的国家就是罗马帝国。
It's like the Roman Empire.
他说罗马教皇就好像凯撒一样。
And then the Pope was like King Caesar.
第二个他说英国国教的大主教就好像国王一样。
And then the Episcopal, just like the one in charge also, like the big bishop.
第三个他说宗教会议就好像当时瑞士和德国的政府一样。
And then the church councils will be like Switzerland and places like that.
第四个他说会众的管理就好像西方的民主一样。
And the fourth one is democracy, just like the Western civilizations.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们看到列国是这样。
Dear brothers and sisters, we see that the nations are like that.
我们的肉体很想跟我们说，你就同流合污算了，你就跟世界一样好了。
Our flesh will tell us just follow the flow, just go with the tide, just be like others.
世界那么容易仇恨，世界容易那么抱怨，世界容易那么嫉妒，你就跟着他嫉妒、仇恨和抱怨好了。
The world has a lot of complaints and jealousy and hatred. Just do the same thing.
世界有国王，世界有凯撒，你就跟着他有国王有凯撒好了。
The world has kings, the world has the Caesars, and just do the same thing.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，当我们顺从肉体效法这个世界的时候，神的审判等待着我们。
Dear brothers and sisters, if we submit to the flesh, if we follow the ways of the world, then judgment is coming.
有时候我们自己意识不到。
Maybe we do not know this.
我们给我们找很多的借口。
We found a lot of excuses.
但是我看到在这个最近看的两个片子当中，我非常欣慰的看到他们不找借口。
But I come across two similes. They are not like that.
最近我看两部电影，那两部电影的名字都叫 God is not dead.
I have seen two movies. Both the name of both movies are like that. God is not dead.
上帝没有死。上帝没有死。但是这个是两部不同的电影，有一还有二。
So God is not dead. Number one, God is not dead. Number two, they're two different movies.
在这两个的主题当中，他们都面临同样的一个挑战。
They confront with the same challenge.
一个是发生在大学的校园，一个是发生在中学的校园里面。
What happened on the college campus, the others in high school campus?
他们的挑战是同样的。大学的教授告诉他说，上帝死了。
The same thing happened in the college campus. Someone was told by professor, God is dead.
中学的学区董事会告诉老师说，不可以在课堂里面讲圣经。
And then in high school, it was the school board say that you cannot teach Bible.
上帝死了，所以他们面临同样的一个挑战。
God is dead, so they were given the same challenge.
可是他们愿意顺服耶稣，他们愿意让那个超自然的力量介入到他的自然的过程当中呢？那两位主角却说，上帝是活的。
But these two characters in movies, they say that they are willing to submit to God because God is supernatural. God can interfere. God can be disruptive.
他说上帝没有死，但是他要挑战自己的教授，挑战这个校董的时候，就碰到很多很多的困难。
They said that God is not dead, but when they want to challenge the professors, when they challenge the school board, then they have a lot of difficulties.
但这两部电影当中都有一些的名言，这些名言都是从圣经里面来的。
There are a lot of good sayings, and they come from Bible.
其中第一个主角叫 Joshua, 第二个主角叫 Grace. 这两个人都曾经讲到一句话，他就说，我就在马太福音的第十章三十二节里面，耶稣说，你若不在人的面前承认我的名字，我就不在天父的面前承认你的名字。
The two characters in the two movies also follow what was in Matthew. They said, if you do not recognize me in front of men, I will also not recognize you in front of my Father.
你若在人的面前承认我的名字，我就在我天上的父面前承认你的名字。
If you recognize me in front of others, then I will recognize you in front of the Father.
所以他们都有一个很深的感受，这是我的神，我的神没有死，不管其他人怎么说，不管我的肉体怎么说，不管这个世界的主流怎么说，不管这个潮流告诉我什么事情，但是我深深的知道我的上帝是活的。
So that they have a very deep and very firm conviction. They say that no matter what the world says, no matter what the society says, that I know that my God is not dead.
大家看到这里有个牌子，他说 "Stand with God"， 他说与神同行。
One of these posters says "Stand with God."
这是因为那个主角 Grace 曾经讲了一句话，他说，我宁愿与神同情被这个世界的审判，也不愿意与世界同情被神的审判。
He said that I would rather stand with God and be judged by the world. I don't want to stand with the world and be judged by God.
在这两部电影当中，我有深深的感触，但是主要我想提两点。
I was very much touched and moved by the two movies, but I want to say this.
第一点，我们生活当中不肯顺服神的时候，常常找很多的借口。
Number one, very often we find a lot of excuses when we refuse to obey God.
我们真的很会找借口，我们在这方面已经成为很多专家了，我们都可以去教别人。
We are experts in finding excuses.
但是我发现一点，在他那个状况，他可以找出十倍、百倍、千倍多的借口来。
But under that condition, that person was encountered, they could find ten, hundreds, or hundreds, or thousands of reasons.
不管是 Joshua 还是 Grace, 他们所面临的压力是你所不能够想象到。
No matter whether it was Joshua or Grace, those characters,
几乎所有的亲戚朋友都劝他们放弃。
They were under a lot of stress and pressure, even the friends and relatives asked them to give up.
Joshua 的女朋友离开他。
Joshua lost her girlfriend.
整个家庭说，你不要这么愚笨了，你跟这个教授抬什么杠啊？
The family told him that don't be so stubborn, don't be so stupid, don't go against the professor.
很多很多的人，他可以很轻易的找到借口。哦，对啊，你看这些属灵的长辈都这么讲啊，我要听他们的话呀，我有一些参谋啊，或者说，我以后这个大学结束之后，我还有什么样的事情呢、啊？各种各样的借口，你可以想象，他可以轻而易举的就可以找得到。
It is easy for him to go with or find a lot of excuses. Then I'll be like this, and then after college, I need to do this and all that. So I should succumb to the pressure.
所以从这两部电影当中，我学到第一个功课：我们的借口很苍白。
Lesson number one I learned from this is that a lot of times our excuses doesn't hold water.
第二个功课我所学习到的就是，我们好像看到很多宣教士的经历啊，看到这些人好像很伟大，然后我们憧憬有一天哦，我在那样的状况，我也可以站起来为耶稣怎样，然后我就好像很自信满满的一样。
Lesson number two, I learned that something from the missionary experience from these people, and they are so heroic, they're so great, and I can be so confident that if this happens to me, I can do the same thing to be like them.
但是我想起以前在这个其他城市一个弟兄跟我讲一句话。
But I remember what a brother who moved to another city, he told me this.
他说我的妻子啊， 如果是在那里遭人家抢劫的话，我一定奋不顾身的要出来要拯救他。
I say that if my wife is being violated by somebody, then I will go out and help her no matter what.
他说因为我很爱她，我爱到愿意为她舍己，舍弃我的生命，我都不怕。
Because I love her so much, I'm willing to die for her.
可是后来他告诉我们
，But then later he said,
他说我在家里面很简单的舍己我都做不到。
But at home, very simple things of giving up of myself, I cannot do that.
妻子也许做家务做的累了，说请你做一下什么，他不愿意舍己，不愿意舍弃看电视时间过去看照顾一下他。
Maybe the wife was working very hard, honey, can you do this for me? That he didn't want to give up watching TV, didn't want to help the wife.
所以他为自己信誓旦旦的那个承诺，后来觉得很后悔。
So he regretted that he gave that promise.
觉得我在小事上面我都没办法去舍己的爱我的妻子，我怎么可以夸那么大的海口说我的妻子被人家劫持的时候，我可以奋不顾身的挺出来。
He said, if I cannot even give up myself in small things, how can I fulfill the promise that if my wife was being attacked, well, then I would give up my life. 我在看这两部的电影，
以及看其他一些宣教士的见证，看很多其他的事，我就想到这一点。
From recent reasons, from these two movies, then this comes to my mind.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，如果我们在小事上面都没办法顺服神的话，不要那么夸海口说我到了那个状况的时候。
Dear brothers and sisters, if you cannot submit to God in small things, then don't be so confident that you can submit to God in bigger matters.
这就是神告诉我们说，你要竭力进到神的安息当中，你要竭力舍己，竭力去顺从神，从小事做起。
That's why the Bible says that you need to work hard, you need to strive, and make an effort to go into to submit to God.
我很感谢神刚才景祥姐妹的一些分享，她讲到神对她的供应，讲到神呼召她带领她去与人和好。
I'm thankful for this 景祥 sharing that God provided for her. God also got her to reconcile with others.
就是在这些事情上面。学习顺从神，神如果呼召你去和好，去原谅，去恩慈，去这个就是温柔，去良善，你就在这个小事上面你开始顺服神。
If God call you on simple things, just like small things, to make peace, to be gentle, to be kind, to be merciful, to be good with others, learn to submit in these smaller things.
感谢神，这是神对我们的呼召。
Thanks to God, this is the call of God.
神呼召耶稣基督成为儿子，神呼召耶稣基督成为儿子，在他所经历的苦难当中学习了顺从，神呼召耶稣基督成为儿子，在他所呼召的苦难当中学习了顺从，成就了我们的救恩。
God the Father called Jesus to be the Son and called him to be submissive and obedient in suffering, and then a salvation was thus accomplished.
神今天呼召你我能够领受这样的救恩，什么样的人可以领受这样的救恩？神是为谁成就了这个救恩的根源？为凡顺从他的人成就了救恩的根源。
Today the same call is applied to us. God has called us to salvation, and then what's the source? The source is that all those who submit to Him.
感谢神，唯独透过耶稣基督，他已经完成了他的使命，他已经成就了。救恩的根源，今天你和我有没有预备好？有没有立志要做一个更好的蒙召？神这样呼召我们，我们怎么样去回应他？怎么样去顺服他
？Thanks be to God. God has provided for us. God has called Christ for Christ alone and by Christ only. Then the salvation has been accomplished and has the source and foundation of the salvation has been given. Are we willing to obey God?
神呼召我们成为儿子。凡接待他的就是信他名的人，神就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。神赐给我们不是束缚的灵，乃是儿子的灵，我们好呼叫阿爸。
God calls us just like us says, for those who receive him and accept him and call his name, then God him authority to be children of God. And those who, the Spirit of God, that gives us the Spirit of adoption, so that we can call him Abba, Father.
愿我们今天每一个人都有这样一个蒙召的心，在他的面前来学习顺服，从而蒙召领受这个耶稣基督已经也是耶稣基督唯一能够成就的救恩。
May each one of us today receive the call and give a better response to the call so that we can receive the Lord Jesus and submit to Him and accomplish our salvation.
天父，谢谢你，你呼召你的儿子耶稣基督为我们成就救恩。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. You have called your Son to be salvation and accomplish salvation for us.
谢谢你呼召我们来到神的面前，唯独透过耶稣基督领受救恩。
Thank you, Father. You have called us that through Christ alone that we can receive salvation.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
好，现在是我们欢迎新会员的时间。
Now this is time that we welcome new members.
我们请刚刚受洗的福利弟兄和玉溪姐妹到前面来。
So Brother Fuli and Sister Yuxing, if that's been baptized, we ask you to come.
请留下来，我们一起祷告。还有别的人玉溪姐妹在吗？不在哈。我们请刚刚成为会员的四位弟兄姐妹也到前面来
啊。
就若欧姐妹、Adam 弟兄、景文弟兄和这个丁伟弟兄。
And for new members, please also come. We will pray for you.
这个会员好像没有做出很好的表率哈，刚刚成为会员就不来聚会了。
Well, maybe it doesn't look so good. They just become members of the community today.
求主怜悯我们，让我们以后可以常常顺服神来就是经常的聚会来荣耀他。
And may God have mercy on us so that we can keep on having regular meeting.
如果你是会员的话，鼓励你以后常常来敬拜神。
If you're a member, we encourage you often come to worship God.
如果你还不是会员的话，已经搬来这里已经有几个月，也鼓励你跟我们来谈话，加入这个教会。
If you are not members yet, and if you've been here for a couple months, we encourage you to consider becoming a member.
如果你还没有信耶稣，还没有成为神家庭里面的一个成员的话，请你也来找我们谈话，我们知道怎么样接受主耶稣基督成为神家庭当中的一员。
If you have not believed in the Lord Jesus, if you are still not yet a member of this big family of believers, I encourage you to also talk to us so that we can tell you how you can become a member of this family of believers.
好，既然人没有来，我们可不可以把这礼物交给他们？
Maybe we'll give this gift to them.
好，我们一起为这些新的会员来祷告，新的会员和新的
会员来祷告。Let's pray for the newly baptized and new members.
天父，我们谢谢你，你呼召我们成为你的儿女。
Father, we give you thanks that you have called us to, that we can be your children.
我们为福利弟兄和景文弟兄祷告。
We pray for Brother Fuli and Sister Jingwen.
他们在这个在这里面立志一起来学习、成长和服侍你。
They resolve to grow in here and serve you here.
求你祝福他们和他们的家人和朋友。
Please bless them and bless their families and their friends.
让他们有一个继续顺服你的心智
，so that they continue to submit to you，
继续为你舍己而跟随你
，continue to give up themselves to follow you，
也让他们知道跟随你的时候，短期可能会有一些的损失，但是长久以来，神你必定的祝福他们。
They know that in the short term, they may suffer loss, but in the long term, is they're going to be blessed。
神也求主保守玉溪姐妹和若欧姐妹和这个 Adam 弟兄和丁伟弟兄。
Please also bless this for new members.
他们在外地的服事或者在外地的旅行，求你保守。
We pray for them as they are traveling out of town.
也使他们和其他一些会员也有火热的心，常常常常聚会，常常归荣耀给神。
May they and the other members have zealous hearts to come and worship regularly.
因为这是我们蒙召的一部分，我们的一生的。是我们一生的终极的目标，就是为了荣耀神，并且以神为乐。
Because this is our calling, because it's the purpose of our life, because our living is to give God the glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
This is in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.